Hello. Today, a gadget similar to the one discussed in the past, ZN268131, but distinguished by the fact that the buttons, relays, support two and additionally have voltage, current, and power measurement based on the BL0942 system. I will present here the inside of this gadget, the procedure for changing its firmware, and its configuration in the new firmware. Buying the RR620W. The RR620W is very popular in the network. You can find it both in stores with shipping from China, parameters according to the Chinese, as well as Polish sellers. We already see the inaccuracy here. The Polish seller summed up the current of both channels and gave 10A instead of the actual 5A. Let's read on. Even on the housing there is 5A. Dimensions, assembly. Set contains. The product is also described on the Blackadder website as built on the basis of WB2S Wi-Fi module based on BK7231N. Will our copy also have WB2S? Let's check. Kit contents. Importers, resellers of this product are even able to order packaging and instructions in Polish, which is rather a plus. But it is still worth remembering that it is still the same gadget as I showed on AliExpress. Kit contents. Magic pink box. A short test with the Tuya application. Applications of this type have already been discussed. So now, briefly, what do we see here? The application has a translation, but it is not complete. When setting the buttons, there are names like DP relay status, DP switch type. There are two separate relays, but the power measurement, etc., is common for both together. You can specify the memory of relays, default state after reboot, or remembered previous state. You can specify the type of connected button. DP switch type flip, changing the state of the bistable button, changes the state of the relay. DP switch type sync, the state of the relay reflects button state. DP switch type button, monostable button, pressing switches the relay. Of course, there are also scenarios, timers, calendars, etc., and even random switching. The interior of the RR620W, the case is latch only. Inside, the elements are quite tightly packed. There is CB2S, which is basically a newer WB2S, but on BK7231N and not BK7231T. There are two relays, of course. Both are WRG-RC105DM1, each powered by 5 volts, 5A's, 250 VAC. These 10A sellers are misleading. At the input, there is a varistor, a simple filter made of a choke, and two 4.7U-ferris, 400-volt capacitors. There's no flyback power supply here. It wouldn't fit here. But there's no simple capacitive dropper either. Here is the step-down converter. You can see the coil from it. But first, BL0942, it's a voltage, power, etc. measuring device with UART interface. UART is used here. It is connected to RX1 and TX1 from CB2S. Varistor, the bottom of the PCB, KP3210SG is a power supply system. Catalog note, apps, small items, including transistors for controlling relays and their protective diodes, so-called freewheeling diode. What is connected where? Later. Firmware change procedure. This product uses CB2S, which is BK7231N. You can change the firmware to cut it off from the cloud and, among others, pair with Home Assistant. I uploaded my project to him. Personally, they prefer to desolder the entire module with a braid and flux, and then power it with 3.3 volts and connect only RX and TX, accept ground and power, and program it with your tool. I reboot by turning off the power. This is what the pads look like after removing the binder with a braid, and after removing the module. The module before soldering the wires, but already with the binder on the pads. The cables are ready programming system, LDO 3.3 volts, TC1264, and 5 volts derived from USB. And after programming, while soldering the module, pin configuration and board analysis, and most importantly, here is my PCB development. All sensible CB2S IOs are occupied. Even the ADC pad is a button, which here is a single one. The relays are on P7 and P24. Single LED on P26. BL0942 is on this UART port, which is for programming on RX1 and TX1. The switches are on P8 and P6. An ascent.